This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said pandemics, climate disasters and supply chain disruption have demonstrated that in today's interconnected world, no crisis remains confined to a single region. Addressing the open session of BRICS Summit at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said BRICS nations have therefore placed special emphasis on enhancing resilience among the grouping. In the session on resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability, Mr. Modi also emphasized on timely identification of challenges, preparation for them and taking immediate action. He said that a consensus has been reached on a BRICS integrated early warning system for the prevention of and response to infectious diseases. He added that early warning data integration guidelines have been formulated for disaster management.
आज के interconnected world में कोई भी संकट एक क्षेत्र तक सीमित नहीं रहता, इसलिए हमने BRICS समूह में रिजिलियंस बढ़ाने पर विशेष बल दिया है. चुनौतियों को समय रहते पहचानना, उनके लिए तैयार रहना और तुरंत कार्रवाई करना भी उतना ही आवश्यक है. इसी सोच के साथ इन्फेक्शियस डिजीज के प्रिवेंशन और रिस्पॉन्स के लिए ब्रिक्स इंटीग्रेटेड अर्ली वार्निंग सिस्टम पर सहमति बनी है. डिजास्टर मैनेजमेंट के लिए अर्ली वार्निंग डेटा इंटीग्रेशन गाइडलाइन तैयार की गई है.
Prime Minister Modi cautioned that weaponization of technology and critical minerals can become a hurdle for progress. He said BRICS nations have stressed on inclusivity in adoption of technology.
Technology aur critical minerals ka weaponization hamari saajha pragati mein badha ban sakta hai. Isliye humne technology ke adoption mein inclusivity par bal diya hai.
Mr. Modi said they have set up a BRICS Digital Center of Excellence for smart grids and energy storage, which will help make clean energy systems more reliable, efficient and accessible. Prime Minister said that the benefits of solutions developed within BRICS should be made adaptable and accessible to meet the needs of the Global South. Mr. Modi further stated that the BRICS Logistics Supply Chain Cooperation Framework will help make supply chains more reliable and resilient. Under the umbrella of innovation, the BRICS Incubator Network will connect startups and incubators. After the conclusion of the session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral meetings with President of Kazakhstan, Kasim-Jomart Tokayev, President of the Philippines, Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr., President of Egypt, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, President of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, and President of Burundi, Evariste Ndayishimiye. He will also hold meetings with Vice President of Nigeria, Kashim Shettima, and Vice President of Uganda, Jessica Alupo. The World Health Organization, WHO, has praised the New Delhi Declaration adopted by the BRICS nations during the BRICS Summit 2026. In a social media post, the Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, appreciated the commitment to universal health coverage, resilient health systems, successful conclusion of negotiations on the Pathogen Access and Benefit Sharing Annex to the Pandemic Agreement. The three-day Dryland Congress 2026 concluded in New Delhi with a call for greater South-South and triangular cooperation to accelerate solutions for dryland agriculture. The Minister of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare said that the event culminated with the adoption of the Delhi Declaration of Drylands 3D. The declaration set out a shared agenda for transforming dryland agriculture through collaboration, knowledge exchange, innovation and collective action across the Global South. India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for Gujarat today, warning of extremely heavy rainfall across several parts of the state, particularly in South Gujarat. This fresh monsoon spell has already battered the state over the last 24 hours, with 193 talukas recording rain. The highest rainfall was reported in the Ukai region of Tapi district, which was inundated with over 11 inches of rain by 6 a.m. today. Meanwhile, IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over Madhya Pradesh, West Madhya Pradesh, Saurashtra and Kutch during the day. In men's cricket, India will begin the three-match 2020 international series against Afghanistan today at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. The first match will start at 7 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.